You know, I feel like every year there are about four or five things that really start to come into focus. Today, I'm going to share with you the four words or phrases that I think are going to be the things you need to take advantage of most in 2025. Tune in. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my friend, Leslie Becker here, and welcome to this episode of the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I am going to break down for you the four things that you can use this year for your creative advantage. Now, when I say creative advantage, these are things that you can absolutely use in your creative life, but these are four things that you really need to embrace this year, really in all areas of your life. And before we dive in, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you who are sharing these podcast episodes, that are tuning in, who are subscribing, who are downloading it every week. This continues to be the most downloads of my entire life of my podcast. I'm super excited about that, and I owe that all to you guys. So please keep up the good work. Lots of new people are subscribing, are enjoying the podcast, are learning from the podcast, and we're only in the third week of January. So I just want to thank you again for being a tried and true subscriber and for passing any episodes along that you think somebody else in your life could use. All right, I'm going to dive right in today because I think these four things are really important things for you to bring into your life in 2025. We've spent so much time in the last month preparing you for 2025, showing you how you can really succeed. And this comes at it from a new angle, a way that you can really utilize these four words or phrases that you can use for all purposes in your life. So get out your pen and paper and let's dive in. All right. First thing that you need to really embrace and take advantage of this year is your ability to be adaptable, to change. This is something actually that creatives do better than any other people on the planet. I feel like creatives, we're in a time of crisis or massive change in the world, I feel like creatives know how to navigate that better. Part of it is because a lot of times as creatives, if you're in a creative field, you're kind of used to the ebb and flow of kind of feast or famine, or, you know, you're employed and then you're not employed, or you have a bunch of contracts and then you don't have a bunch of contracts. So I think in general, creative people are much better at adapting to the world. I remember back in 2008 when everything crashed in the real estate market, and people that had always had 9-to-5 jobs, had the perfect, what looked like the perfect life, financially sound, suddenly they had no jobs. They had never had to deal with that in their life. And suddenly they were unemployed. They were not able to pay their mortgages or their rent. And life looked different. And they were not able to adapt to that. And I found at that time, creatives really came out ahead. I also found that in COVID. Look at all the amazing creativity that was put forth during that very dark time in our history. And we are seeing the fruits of that now. Doesn't mean that it wasn't dark, but creatives were able to find ways to be ultra creative when we were in that moment of COVID. Now, this year in particular, your adaptability is going to be so important to your creative life because things are changing in the political world, in the religious world, in technology, in business, in marketing, in finances. Everything is shifting this year. And so I want you to embrace the change, embrace adaptability, your adaptability as a creative person. And that can be not only in your life as a whole, but also you as a creative. How could you use your ability to be adaptable specifically in your line of creativity? That's a question I want you to really ask yourself this week because it's going to be an important word for you this year. All right, number two, along with that adaptability, one of the big things that you're going to have to get really used to, you're going to have to embrace it and use it to your advantage this year, is AI. Now, I know the minute you hear me say that, you want to probably jump through this mic and punch me in the face because that's kind of how I feel about it. And it's kind of how I felt about it up until maybe a couple of months ago. And then I talked to some really smart people about AI and what it has the ability to do for us as creatives. and I now have been able to find ways to use it that really excite me. Now, we're all very aware of the dark side of AI and how most of what you see now, it's really hard to trust it. And by the way, this should be a fifth one, but you need to be questioning everything. Most of the things that you see now on social media, they are generated by AI. We have to be very, very wise and keep our eyes open as human beings right now. But AI, when you learn to embrace it, to actually assist you as a creative, it has the ability to help you with writer's block, with if you're a designer, it helps you with like, different design ideas. You can literally feed just about anything into ChatGPT or any other kind of AI program that you're using, and it's going to give you stuff for any question you answer it. Now, here's the challenge with that is it is pulling. Remember, AI does not have a brain. It doesn't have feeling or emotion. So it's just pulling from stuff that's out on the internet. So you do have to be very careful. When it comes to facts, I wouldn't use ChatGPT yet. But when it comes to helping you generate ideas, it's super helpful. For example, at work, when I am writing so many different emails and I want a way to express the same thing I write all the time, but in a new way, so I can type into ChatGPT, give me 10 subject lines for an email about this, and it will spit out 10 ideas. Now, I might not use any of those ideas. In fact, most of the time I don't, because I don't like to use the words that AI actually spits out. But it does start to feed my brain. It starts to go, oh, that's interesting. Ooh, but I would phrase it like this, or we here would phrase it like this based on our voice that we're using. So it's a way for you to not have to sit there, for a writer at least, to sit there and stare at a blank screen where your brain feels like it's blank and it just gives you ideas. So I want to encourage you to find a way to embrace AI, because it is not going away, my friend. And use it to your advantage. All right, number three thing that you really need to use to your advantage this year is going back to your roots. You know, I talked first about the change that's happening, your ability to be adaptable, but I also think there's something to say for somebody who goes back to their roots. What are the roots of your creativity? What were the things that you did as a kid that were just the things that you could do for hours just sitting in your bedroom by yourself, or out there when you were building the fort, or when you were, painting in the garage, whatever you were doing? What were your creative roots? You know, so often as creatives, we started out doing something as a kid and maybe we stopped doing that form of creativity and we put our creativity into another place. Totally awesome. That's how we evolve as humans. But sometimes we forget how much we loved that thing that we did when we were really, really young. And when you go back to those roots, you go back to those things that you did with such ease and you could do for hours, you have the ability to really harness what could remind you of your best creative self. So let me ask you, what is your best creative self? When do you feel like you are just in a flow of creativity and you're in the zone and it wouldn't matter what happened? If somebody stopped you in the zone, you'd just be like, no, I can't stop. I can't stop. I'm having too much fun. I want you to go back to those roots this year and I want you to take advantage of those. Maybe your roots are something that are kind of scary for you. Maybe that's a really important thing for you to explore at this point in your life. Go back to your roots. Discover your creative gifts that you had as a very, very young age and start to bring those out again. So I'll share where that's coming into my life, because one of my favorite things to do when I was a little kid was go in my bedroom, shut the door, and play whatever soundtrack or Broadway cast album I could. This is when I was pretty darn young and would sing and perform all the parts. It didn't matter what it was, if they were men or women, whatever, I wanted to do all of the parts. And that was so fun for me. And it was just this natural thing that ultimately led to me being a performer. But the root of that, the part of that that is so joyful for me, I've been actually starting to bring back again, because since I left New York City, I'm not performing in that way anymore. I don't really even listen to cast albums, but when I do, when I put them on, boy, does that take me back to my roots of just singing out loud, singing all the parts. and it's engaging and it's invigorating. Sometimes it's even emotional, but going back to my roots is reminding me who I am. So when I say go back to your roots, I want you, my friend, to ask yourself and, or I should say, rediscover who you are, who you've been, who you are, and where you're going. Do not forget to embrace your roots this year. All right, and finally, the last one is here. The second one I said was AI. We have to learn how to embrace that and use it to our advantage. But the other really important thing, probably more than any other time, is this year you must take advantage of your authenticity. There is nobody else on the planet who can do what you do. There is nobody who can even attempt. Sure, they could attempt to copy you, but nobody can be you. Nobody can do anything the same way you can. They might be able to get close, but it will be fake. It will not be you. And so because AI is taking over, because these things where we go, is that really real when we're looking at social media, or is that fake? I want you to be more authentic this year than you've ever been before. Bring your own heart and soul to whatever project you are doing. Do not let the other outside voices tell you how you need to do things. I want you to be unapologetically authentic in your creative self this year. And here's what's going to happen when you do that. Things that you have pursued before, that maybe you were kind of pursuing because somebody said, oh, you're good at that, you should do that, and it didn't really feel right to you, some of those things are going to maybe drip off, you know, kind of drift away this year. And when you focus in on your authentic self and really ask what you want to say and what your voice is and what you want to put out there in the world, I promise you that your life will begin to unfold in a most beautiful, beautiful way. You know, I've shared with you that the word for the year for me is the word drive. And just getting back to, that was going back to my roots. I've always been driven in my life. I have driven my life, my entire life. And getting back to the roots of that, of remembering who I am and what I'm doing and be authentic to me, so many doors have already opened up at the beginning of this year. Just like in the 3 weeks, it's like life just exploded in this amazingly magical way because I went back to my roots, because I was authentic, and because I chose to be adaptable. Those three things, and sprinkle in a little bit of AI, can really help you move forward and do things to your advantage this year. All right, now before we sign off, I want to go back to that brand new segment, which is called Useful or Useless. So I want to ask you, for you, is ChatGPT or any form of AI useful or useless? And I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to email me at unstoppablycreative@gmail.com. And I just want you to write me an email and tell me whether all you have to write in there is useful or useless. For you, is ChatGPT and AI useful or useless? All right, my friend, that's what I've got for you this week. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will look forward to talking to you next time. And until then, my friend, keep living your unstoppably creative life. Bye-bye.